Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to add up on the EdUp Experience podcast, where we make education your business, making it your business here at eLive 2024 in San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to our colleague, Jess Weston, for handling us so far. She schedules the episodes. She makes sure everybody gets to where they're supposed to be, makes sure I get back to my microphone in time, and then I don't leave guests waiting. All sorts of things that she helps us with, and I'm giving her a great shout out because we can't do it without her. And in front of us, we have another amazing higher ed colleague who's going to tell us about the company and the organization he works for. And I think this is the first time we've interviewed anybody from this company, so it'll be interesting to hear all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them the microphone. I'm going to give you a minute, 1 second to pause while I hit my sound effect. There it is. He's Peter Basile. He is the VP of Partnership at Explorance. Oh, I can't say
it. You got it. You're good. Hit the button. Says nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right, good.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Right. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Pete. I love it.
Nailed it.
Now I feel better about myself. Thank you, sir. Tell us about Explorance. Explorance.
Explorance has been around 20 years and been with a heavy focus on higher education. We consider ourselves to be the leader in feedback analytics, student feedback analytics to be precise. And we a lot of times focus our interests on the course evaluations that are coming to the end of term, bringing that information in, aggregating it, and giving it back to the students and to the faculty as well. We've expanded that even great, more greater.
You're going to say explored.
I was.
You were going to say
work that in there. Come on. That's right. I'm an explorer.
Yes,
I'm an explorer. And so, and as well, we also take a look at I'm sorry, I'm going to stumble over my words now. So
don't do it. Don't
try not to. I'm trying not to.
I am the smartest man alive.
I just want to remind
you
of that. I want to remind you that I am the smartest man.
I needed my ego boost, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
So we also have a product called Millie. And Millie's been hot on the market the last couple of years, really for a lot of colleges, institutions, community colleges, the universities, with a focus on analyzing the comment data that's coming in from the students. So we take all the thousands of comments that might be going out from surveys throughout the course of the year, and then within minutes, we can tell you what to start doing, stop doing, alerts, recommendations, and so forth. And
okay, so let me see if I have it.
Yes.
So you're going to aggregate all of the student survey data that it comes at an end of a course.
Yes.
So I'm evaluating my faculty member. I'm talking about the positive or negative experiences I had times X amount of students, and it's all coming in, and there's a lot of data, right?
Correct.
And a ton of people want to see it, by the way.
Yes.
Faculty want to see it. The provost will want to see it. Student success advisors, admissions, everybody wants to see it.
Yes.
And you're going to take like open field comments. So I got a short comment that says, love my course. And I have one that looks like a paragraph because a student says they have a concern. And I've got to collate that data now to something that's actionable and figure out what it's telling me. And so you're going to take all that data and you're going to synthesize that somehow or show it to me somehow. And then it's going to go into what? Into my SIS? Is it going to go into some dashboard reporting? Talk to me about what does it tell me?
Sure.
You know, how do I see it?
So we have our own dashboards, and our whole goal is also to share data within the ecosystem, right? We understand that there are so many different applications, products, services that are out there. We want to make sure that it's being seen, and it's also being aligned with where the data is going to be important to be viewed, right? So, you know, again, we want the person in the house of or the office of institutional effectiveness to also be able to see this data and be able to aggregate it there as well.
Because they may be doing the most with it by cutting it up and showing different views on it and everything like that, right?
Correct. So you got strategic planning going on. You have, reaffirmations going on, with all the institutions. So we want to make sure the data is being used effectively, right? So, again, it's all the way down from the classroom level all the way up to the institution level.
That's so there's a lot of data to look at. What kind of technology is running by? You got like AI technology behind it? Is it like connected to Power BI kind of stuff? Like, I'm just making this up as I'm going here.
Sure.
But does it have that same kind of like look to it? Like you're aggregating from multiple sources, you're telling it something, you're graphing it, charting it. What is it? How do I see it?
Well, the best part is if I yell real loud, I could bring over my VP of product. Okay.
Right.
Is it? Oh,
you didn't yell that loud.
That's the marketing guy, right?
Tell him like it is.
I got you. All right. So what we can do with that data. So going back to ask me the question one more
time.
Yeah,
just like how you visualize as you, so you charts, graphs, yes. Like what does it look like?
Well, from our, that's one of the things that we consider ourselves to be a powerhouse in is how we visualize that data, right?
Okay.
So, and we can utilize it within our own systems, you know, from Blue Reporting, which is extremely agile across the board, which goes to the faculty all the way up to the institution level. So we have our own dashboarding features that do that as well. Same with Millie. Millie, mm-hmm. which is our...
Millie sounds like an AI.
Right.
Like an AI
bot. So let me
bot.
Jump into that. Yeah. Yes. So let me hold on Millie for a second. So Millie, going back to aggregating all that comment data that's coming in. So we have our own dashboarding system that does that as well, too. Now, of course, we can work on pushing that data in because we know that, once again, going back to my original statement, being part of the entire data ecosystem is more important than ever, right? To make sure that we're feeding part of that those data lakes, to make sure we're feeding the data warehouse. So, but... from our standpoint, we do have amazing dashboards that will aggregate it out and show you what it is right there.
Interesting. So yeah. Tell me more about Millie. What do I need to know about Millie?
Millie?
Yeah.
Well, it's a really cute logo.
Mm-hmm.
They want to start there. Okay.
Right.
So, and we'll make sure we get some logos for you.
I like it. So AI running things?
So it's machine learning in the background. Mm-hmm. And what the differentiator for us is that we have models that have been specifically built around the student experience and the student behaviors. And so that, you know, if you think about it, if you use just general natural language processing, right, and you don't have these, you're still going to get all this, you're still going to get some machine learning behind it, which is going to give you some of the information. But if you're looking around specific language that's utilized in university systems and college systems, our models are built specifically to that.
Hmm.
And it's also, again, customizable too, because we know that from one university to the next, they might use different lingo.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
So we can train it accordingly so we can start picking up on that lingo as well.
Artificial intelligence.
Can do a lot of things.
Yes, it can.
What do schools, when you talk to universities directly, colleges, and they say, hey, look, I don't know how to take all this data, but I'm just sticking it in an Excel spreadsheet right now and trying to run pivot tables on it. Like, what does this sound like when you talk to a school who's surveying students, who's gathering data, and they go, this is the way we do it? And you go, oh, no, there's much, you know, how are they doing it now? Just manually?
Well, but I think there's a lot of norm to that, right?
Oh, that's true.
There's a lot of norm to that, plus there's a lot of custom-built things.
Well, that's the way we've always done it.
That's the way we've always done it, right? And that's sitting there. This, obviously, when you take something off the shelf and then customize it from there, it becomes the ROI behind it becomes much more efficient, right? Not only from, you know, say a cost level or a labor level, but also between the quality of data that you're getting. Because the way that we look at it is this. I'm going to use a university in Australia that utilizes this, Newcastle, that utilizes Millie. They still are a fan of having human interaction with the data that comes back. But what did we just do? We just took all that data, all those thousands of comments, brought it in, were able to aggregate it for you up front. They still might scrub it through it, but it just saved them all that time, and it becomes more actionable. And when you talk about changing a culture, especially with the feedback culture at institutions, which is more important now than ever, is how quickly are you acting after you get those comments? Is it something that goes into this vacant hole and then maybe comes back a year later? Or do you see the university acting on those comments timely?
Yeah, that's a good point, right? Because there's a big difference between gathering data and gathering data that you're going to take action on.
Right.
So you're spending so much time spinning it up and looking at it that you don't do anything with. Another term goes by and you didn't address anything. Where if you actually had it on demand, it would free you up to take action. That's where your ROI is on a product like Explorance, right? Is because you're going to actually be able to take action quicker.
Yes.
You're going to be able to take action quick. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, that's our old motto was insights to action. Right?
Hey.
And we keep evolving, right?
Yeah, and I didn't, just for the record, I mean, we've never spoken before, right? But I'm starting to understand the product from ROI because it's like, okay, the faster I can get information, the faster it gets aggregated, the faster I can visualize it, the more time I have to go do something about it, which is what I don't have now.
Correct. And then take that a step further. Right. So, and again, depending on who you're talking to at the institutions, you know, right now we know that student recruitment, student retention, student persistence are at the top of everybody's list. We know
need
that
more of them need to hold more of them.
That's right.
And can't find them, can't get them, but need to keep them if you got them.
Right. So it's a heck of a lot cheaper to and more efficient to keep the students you got versus trying to recruit new. right? And so if we can help in that process, because at the heart of it, what we're trying to do is help student success,
right?
And that's what we're all here for if we're in the education market. We're trying to help student success somehow. And so if we can contribute to that by, you know, leveraging data to provide to the universities to help that one student succeed, then we're doing our job.
Amazing.
What are you looking for out of this conference here at Ellucian Live 2024 San Antonio? What makes this a successful conference for you when you go home? Is it the conversations, the networking, the ideation? What's it look like? What defines success for you?
All the above. And I think it's going to be very different based on which of my colleagues you talk to. You know, because obviously getting our word out to all the amazing customers that are here is top on our list to continue to spread our word, give knowledge and so forth. But on my end, from the partner perspective, it's really about growing our ecosystem. Because I'll tell you, the one thing that the education market has done extremely well in from a technology standpoint is everyone plays well together.
Yeah.
And the more that we can embed our ecosystems together, all right, the more efficient we can come in the data that we're providing.
Is, as you're talking to schools and you have somebody come up to you, is there desperation? Is it confusion? Normal? You know, because like to your point, there's so much stress on enrollment, so much stress on retention.
Right.
Because if you can't recruit them because they're having a cliff and all this stuff, then you better keep what you have.
Right.
And if you're going to keep what you have, you better understand what they're looking for. Is there desperation in schools right now to hold students where your product comes in and says, we can help you do this? Or is it hesitancy to bring in new technology right now because of exactly that? Like, you don't want to bring in something that might not give you what you need, and so you're hesitant. What's it like for the people that you're talking to?
And again, it really depends on, you know, where you're talking at the institutions, right? So I think there's always going to be a fear coming
like
in.
Like institutional type, you mean? Like, yes. Some are better off than others?
Well, and I'm saying even within their own, right? So if you're based on if you're talking to academics,
right,
or if you're talking to student affairs or campus life or finance or the CIO's office, right? And so what you find is that there's a lot of them that are, the one thing I have to say that's happened a lot better is that they're communicating more effectively together now within them because they
surprise.
Realize. Thank you.
It's not, I mean, it doesn't have, so we're very siloed in higher ed. That's part, part of the deals.
Yes.
We're very siloed. The one thing that can break down silos is student information.
Yes.
If you're going to share information, if you can, you can take it and you can collate it and share it quickly, it breaks down a lot of those silos, but you have to do it quickly.
Right.
You can't wait on things, and that's the slowness factor of higher ed.
It is. And then and then of course you enter in the whole, when you talked about it earlier, the whole AI and the machine learning. When you consider those things that are in there, there's a lot of, and again, fear.
Yeah.
And
fear.
I think the corporate industries, you know, they might take a little bit more risk.
Right.
To see what's there. When you take those cautious steps in higher ed, that's why, again, there might be a little bit and again, when I say cautious, I'm saying it out of kindness, meaning that they want to make sure that they're going to implement something that impacts faculty or students, that they're doing it with the technology that's proven, right? And that's one of the reasons why having these conversations are important, because we're still trying to give you that expediency of that data. But what ends up happening, though, is, again, the expediency with it comes from trust in the technology that you're providing,
right?
And so the one thing that we keep telling ourselves is that we're the, I would say, the safe bet going into dipping your toes into AI.
Bullseye.
Right? Why? Because we have humans in the background still measuring the data. We still have humans building our models and working with it. And humans are flawed. We get that. And there's no silver bullet. But at the same time, they can still have their humans on their end still working with it as well. And so what happens is we end up working together to enhance our models.
Some humans are flawed.
I am the smartest man alive!
Not me. Elvin wanted me to play that one a couple of times. Bringing it all back full circle, since we started with that sound effect or one like it. What else do you want to say about Explorance? Explorance.
Yes.
What else do you want to say about Explorance? Open mic, anything you want to add in that we haven't talked about, take us home.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I worked in higher ed for years, right? And then made the leap over to Explorance. They're one of our vendors. The one thing I have to say about Explorance is when you talk about the growing family unit and the way that we interact and work together internally, okay? I mean, we are a global company, 6 offices globally.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've grown rapidly. But at the same time, at the heart of it, our mission remains strong, and that is to see the student success. And we all internally take that to heart and work both independently and together to make that happen as part of our own individual missions. And that's the reason why I made the leap from coming from the higher ed over to the private sector, because I believe in what they believe, and so don't the employees. And so the impact then goes back on what the institutions see.
You know what I like about what you said too, yeah, is that we all do work in higher ed to serve, yeah, students, and sometimes people who transition from higher ed in a school to a global company like Explorance, you're now helping many schools.
Correct.
And many students. So you have a bigger impact, and you can impact students in a much different way, maybe behind the scenes a little bit,
right?
But maybe in a greater scale. So there's a lot of people that are transitioning from higher education out into ed tech companies, yep, for that very reason, because you see opportunity to take your impact and multiply it.
And you know how empowering it is to now, again, you think about it, when I was able to celebrate with my institution, we had these wins, right? But now on a weekly basis, when we're celebrating with these universities and the colleges globally, when they have their wins, I mean, that lifts you up. It keeps you going.
100%.
That was my voice.
That was your voice. We pre-recorded it. It's funny because I've got all sorts of, you know, this is kind of my shtick. You know, I got sound effects to try to make it fun. But it should be fun.
Yes.
This has to be fun, or
right,
else what's the point of working in higher ed if we're not going to have fun when we do it? It is serious, serious work.
Yeah.
But the impact we can have is incredible, and you're somebody having a great impact, Pete, and we appreciate you coming on the podcast today. Anything else you want to say to take us out?
Yes, I will, because that's the one thing I love about this conversation, and I appreciate you bringing us here, is that, again, we want to change the dialogue. There's so much positivity, right? Sometimes we focus on the negativity that's going on, and
that's
the
true
doom and gloom and everything else. There is positivity that's around this. We're part of that positivity. And so, again, if I'm not going to take myself too serious, I think a lot of people could actually stop taking themselves so serious.
You hear, right? You heard it from Pete, higher, right, ed. Stop taking yourself too serious.
No.
You heard it from me. I said it. Stop taking yourself too serious. I've said it before.
Right.
But this time I'm saying it with Pete.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. He's Pete Basile. He's VP of Partnerships at Explorance. Right. Pete, thanks for coming on the podcast. We hope you had a good time.
All right, thank you.
Well, you know what you've done, ladies and gentlemen. You've just ed-upped.